Michael the Assassin Stone joining us here on the Valenti Show with Rico. Mike off today. Stoney in.
Yes, I'll be also in tomorrow morning and Friday morning with Mr. Costa.
Oh.
A quick turnaround from afternoons to mornings.
So smarms a lot, okay.
Yeah.
Cookies Costa. All right, so David had an interesting topic that was on the show sheet. And David, I'm going to let you set this up because I'd like it because I think every sports fan has gone through this at some time or another where you play this mental game with yourself. So, David, I'm going to let you set this up.
Yeah, so I happened to be searching Twitter one day and I
That's a mistake.
What account it was, but it was a Cam Newton photo that showed up on this college football account, and it simply asked, what if it had him in a Florida Gators uniform? Now, for those that don't know, that may be young like Kenny, Cam Newton was at Florida before any time at Auburn. He went to a community college after that. He got kicked out of Florida because of some situations, ended up elsewhere. And it simply asks, what if he stayed at Florida? If he stayed at Florida, I mean, he's probably no Tim Tebow. You know, that era may be a little different because Cam, or maybe Cam Newton's not the number one overall selection. Who knows?
Was Cam before or after Tebow?
He was before.
Okay.
He was actually there with Tebow.
Oh.
Yeah, he was there with Tebow. And then some things happened, then he left. And it made me think.
He stole a laptop.
He did some things. It made me think, what are the big what ifs in sports? In Detroit sports. Or sports overall, and I don't want to steal any thunder. I kind of wait and see if mine comes across. But what are the big what ifs?
Oh, there are so many
in sports.
There are.
Okay, here's one. Here's my favorite. If Pat McAfee does not miss two field goals in the West Virginia Pitt game, West Virginia either plays for the national championship or wins it. LSU doesn't go. Rich Rodriguez stays at West Virginia. Les Miles probably becomes the head coach in Michigan, and we never have the Rich Rod era.
Or you could do what Rich Rod actually takes the Alabama job.
Yes.
Because remember,
that was the year before.
He took the job
before
and then went back to tell his team that he was going, and his team convinced him to stay.
And then there's some guy named Saban comes.
At West Virginia, and then Saban came in there.
Yeah. That's a broader.
That what if that you just mentioned, well, it's broad everywhere.
Yes.
That affects Michigan State. Maybe Nick Saban doesn't leave Michigan State if Rich Rod goes.
Was already in Miami.
No, Saban was already
gone.
He was
at the Dolphins.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. My fault.
Yeah.
I'm mixing timelines.
There's your Saban, Michigan State. What if McPherson had a pulse?
Okay. It wouldn't have worked at all at MSU. Nick Saban needed to leave. So this is one what if. He would just be some football coach that bounces around. Right. I would say this, though, dealing with Michigan State football, and this is one a what if that you can't convince me it would not have happened. But what if the referees in 2013 at the Michigan State Notre Dame game actually called a fair game and didn't throw all those flags to bail out the Irish.
Well, you sound like a Michigan fan all of a sudden.
No.
I know.
Because we're talking what ifs.
MSU
runs the table.
Right.
And remember, they knock off the Buckeyes.
Right.
That catapults Auburn, and it's Auburn, Florida State, when it would have been MSU versus Florida State for the national title. But because of that game, now the reason why I say that, Stoney, because the referees came out and said, we blew some calls.
Yes.
So that's why I'm not being Michigan fan.
No,
when the
I know.
Refs say,
I know.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have called that. It cost that one game. We didn't know at the time because you're thinking, that's just, same old Spartan. That was their only game that they lost. And, the Connor Cook era began thereafter.
To go Michigan fan against you here, the NCAA finally came out and said you can't have hometown people running the score clock for Spartan Bob after that. So, and then,
what are you talking about? There was like 0.00001 second left.
Whatever. Anyway, what if Eddie Brown doesn't trip Desmond? Desmond still should have caught the ball. That's the thing that people always forget.
Well,
the ball was in his hands.
And you know what? Here's the thing. And 248-539-9797, what is your what if that if this happened, you think that things would be different in Detroit sports or just nationally? Talking with Eddie Brown. So one day we were at a camp. I think it was a sound mind, sound body right. camp. And I'm just like, okay, so seriously, man. So what happened? He was like, oh, yeah, I tripped him.
Yeah,
I tripped him.
I know.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He should have caught the ball.
Right.
There was no way I was going to let this man get the winning catch on me. He had beat me, and I tried to tackle him. And it hit Desmond in the chest.
Yes.
And it couldn't happen to a better person.
Yeah. I mean, we could do a whole show just on Michigan State stuff. But
for sure.
How about this one? This actually does have a little bit of a Michigan State tie because he went there. What if Edinger misses the kick? Lions make the playoffs.
Yes.
Mahler stays as coach. We never have the Matt Millen era.
Yes.
You're right. That kick changed the course of history. And I don't think people realize.
I know.
How much Edinger making that kick. It just seems so, okay, it was a meaningless game, but Mahler was the
interim.
He was the interim coach. They fire him.
The players love them.
And the next thing you know, yeah, they bring in Matt Millen, and the rest was history.
That could even affect today. Would you have Dan Campbell today? Because
possibly you're right.
Down the line, you may not have need. Yeah.
He wouldn't have been on that 0-16 team. And yeah, okay, I like that one, Stoney.
But let me give you my what if.
Okay.
Because I immediately thought of this when I saw the picture here. What if Tom Brady didn't have a QB battle in Michigan and he was the quarterback his career at Michigan? Would he have been the late pick for the Patriots? Would he have been maybe a higher selection, never been drafted by the Patriots?
That's true.
Or never drafted at all.
David, this is one where it's kind of like the Nick Saban thing. I think it needed to happen.
Oh, for him. Absolutely.
Because he needed to have the chip on his shoulder. He needed to be angry. He needed to be doubted. And he needed to prove the doubters wrong.
Okay, so if you're going to bring up Brady, there's two others for Brady. What if Mo Jones or Mo Lewis doesn't hit Bledsoe and Bledsoe doesn't get injured?
Someone asked that, yeah.
And what about if the referee's got the tuck rule correct?
Oh, yeah, a little Wolverine on Wolverine crime.
What's you know, the Raiders win that game. Brady doesn't get his first. Who knows?
Yeah, Pete Carroll just decides to run the ball in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's one less title that Brady has. I still don't understand that one. Maybe a little too soon here. What if the ball doesn't bounce off of Vildor's face mask?
Or how about this one?
And he catches the ball.
Because this one just came in too related to that
game. Josh Reynolds.
What if Josh Reynolds catches the ball?
Twice. What if Rasheed Wallace listened to his coach and didn't double-team Ginobili? The play that I still think about while I'm showering a few times a year.
Oh, it's the worst.
Which one was worse? Rasheed Wallace not covering Big Shot Bob or Isaiah Thomas throwing the ball away?
Isaiah was a worse play because there were so many ways out of it. And then you could sit there and say, well, they would have won game six. You think they would have won game six being back home because Parrish got suspended
won.
For that game. They probably would have won. Who knows what would have happened.
And you were in the guard.
What if?
You had just beat them, devil, in the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
What if Michigan wasn't sign-stealing?
Oops.
Yeah, they still would have won every game.
Says the rest of the country, David.
They still would have won every game. They would have been. Maybe the margins would have been a little smaller, but they still would have won every game. But that's just me.
Do that, Rico. No.
What's the play?
No.
248-539-9797. I've never seen this defense. Don't worry, I got it. Spyglasses included. What's your what if moment? We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1.
The beauty of holidays is you get to talk about stuff that when you're really, really busy, you wouldn't talk about. Fun stuff like this.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Just those sports what ifs. And we've all played that game.
Like,
man, what if this would have happened? What if this play didn't happen? What if this person didn't fumble the ball? What if this person would have scored? What if this person would have blocked the shot? Here's one for you, Stoney. What if Lynn Bias didn't die? What if he recovered? What if he recovered?
Right.
And played. Michael Jordan may not be Michael Jordan.
And Stoney may not be sitting in his seat.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what I was doing. Yeah.
Well, it was enough that maybe Steele would scare Stoney straight, right. But he recovered. He was able to take on the rest of his NBA career. And yeah, the Celtics would have been just a dynasty.
The Celtics would have still been the Balls. Yes.
Yeah. And then if Reggie Lewis didn't die, and like Mike would just have like bliss for the Celtics for his whole life.
He would still be angry.
I know.
They didn't win every game. They lost three games.
Was he pissed at the contract Tatum signed?
No, I think he's still in the glow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but all of them are for getting that kind of contract. I do have one from the ticket text for you, Stoney. What if Wilt scored 100 points? That is from Evan in the bullpen.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing that there's no video or film of that game.
It was in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm quite sure the
That's how people don't realize what the NBA used to be. They used to play regular season games at neutral sites.
Right.
There used to be double headers. When I was a kid, I went to a game. The Celtics played the San Diego Rockets at like 6 o'clock, and then the Sixers played the Seattle Supersonics at 8.
Brother, you think this the WNBA is a sideshow? That was the NBA back then.
Yes.
So, yeah. 248-539-9797. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Rico. Hey, Stoney. How's it going?
Hey, man.
Good.
My moment was, what if Scott Norwood had made that field goal in a Super Bowl 25?
Well, Mark, I would have made a lot of money. That was the first big-time bet that I lost in college. It just was like, no! But go ahead.
Yeah, that was Buffalo wouldn't have that cross to bear.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then I was just thinking that maybe they would have gone on and had that dynasty and
yeah, because
beating the Cowboys or the Redskins. They were too.
See, I think that they would because now they've won. So you know what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I think they became gun shy and things just got worse and worse for them, and they start believing they were cursed.
But I just think the Giants were the only team that they were comparable with. The Redskins that one year and the two Cowboy teams were just so much better than them.
Right, but Stoney, you've seen plenty of times that a team that's won a Super Bowl, not because they were better. They knew, you know what? You're going to choke. We're better than you. I mean, heck, I saw it last year. The Chiefs should have lost. But they had to. San Francisco went in there with Shanahan's and his mental mistakes, and they took advantage of them. 248-539-9797. Now I'm depressed. Houston, you're on 97.1.
Guys, thank you so much for this topic. This is really a nice, thought-provoking talk. You guys took mine, but it's so deep that you could come up with stuff instantly. Two quick ones. One, I was watching that Barry Sanders story on the NFL Network. His high school coach wanted to doggone make him a corner. And then that coach left, and the other dude made him a running back. And last and certainly not least, and I hang up and listen, thanks a whole lot. This is really a good topic. What if Michael Jordan says, well, basketball isn't for me. I'm good enough to get a baseball scholarship. Thanks for the time.
Oh, no problem.
Wow.
Then
we'd have a different brand of shoes.
No one would know who he was.
Yes.
Because he couldn't hit a curveball. And he never would have made it.
Well, that was later in his life. But if he would have did it earlier, into college.
Either you can hit the curveball or you can't.
Well, you ain't played it in a long time.
Ask Drew Henson.
Yeah, either this works or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of going to the plate. Either you have the mechanics or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stuck. AAA, ask Torque. He knows. Too
that's
soon?
That's a flag, man.
Too soon?
Yeah, man.
Paul, you're on 97.1. Paulie.
This is Paul. So thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have the ultimate what if, and I'm a diehard Red Wings fan. But remember when the Red Wings wanted to draft Pat LaFontaine, and they were disappointed?
Oh, so what if they drafted Pat LaFontaine instead of Steve Yzerman?
And they had to settle for Steve Yzerman.
Yeah. I don't know. Pat LaFontaine ended up being a pretty damn good player. Yeah. He obviously was not quite as good as Yzerman, but I don't know. Maybe Pat LaFontaine would have done something in free agency.
We're talking about the LaFontaine plan.
LaFontaine plan. I think they settled for Steve Yzerman. I think that's a nice settle.
Yes, exactly.
Would LaFontaine win a cup as the GM?
Would it be year six?
In Tampa.
For a cup, it's going to be a lot longer than that, my friends.
What if Steve actually won a cup in Tampa Bay?
I'm not going to go there with that.
Oh, but no. This is ribbing Kenny. This is a Kenny.
This is a private Kenny. Yeah, because we know Kenny just loses it every time. Mm-hmm. So, David, a couple ticket texts.
Yeah, I'm just going to read through a bunch of these here. Someone says, what if Trey's block was clean? Oh, it was clean. Someone else says, what if Derrick Rose never tore his ACL?
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he knew how to make free throws in championship games.
That's true, too. What if the Lions never selected Jeff Okuda in the 2020 draft? That is from Chase.
Well, you know, the other guy they were going to pick is a good player. He's not great, but it was Derrick Brown from Auburn who was taken by Carolina. So I don't think it would have been that much of a difference.
And it's funny because this is just me. I admit it. I got personal bias. And I know as soon as I say this, a lot of people are going to want to do this to me. What if the Lions would have just selected Sauce Gardner in the draft?
Instead of Aiden. I don't know. I think Aiden's really, really good.
I think they're both really good. I think he is. And that's not a slight at Aiden. I just think Sauce Gardner is a future Hall of Famer. Like, you're going to put him out there with Revis. And, like, he is that shutdown guy.
Now, yeah, I think people
have to keep going.
Yes.
He still has to keep going, but I'm just saying it's one of those, like,
he's on that track.
He's on that path that he may end up becoming like the Deion Revis where, you know what? He shut down half a field.
How about this one? What if the Lions would have listened to GM Mike Stone and instead of taking Matthew Stafford, would have taken Aaron Curry, the linebacker from Wake Forest? They would have been playoff, they still wouldn't want any playoff games.
Correct.
But they wouldn't have had the asset to trade and all that stuff.
Here's another Detroit one, and this one hurts. All right. What if Torrey Hunter catches the Big Poppy hit?
What if you would have walked him? What if you would have walked him?
I'm sorry, Kenny, what'd you say?
No.
What if you would have walked
or
him?
Or put in the lefty, put in Phil Koch. That's what it should have happened, actually.
Yeah, that's another one. Wow.
Or what if the Tigers actually got a couple of runs in the next game where they lost 1-0 on a Mike Napoli home run? That game bothers Leland more than the other one.
Yeah, it does. I have another one here. Someone called about if Jordan would have chosen baseball. Summer, something similar. What if Patrick Mahomes chose baseball over the NFL and brought the Tigers as many rings as he did the Chiefs?
That's Johnny
on the road.
That's right.
I forgot. Yeah, he was drafted by the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. 248-539-9797. Austin, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Just want to say I love the show. I think you guys, y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
This is not a problem. This is my first time, but I do have a really good what if for it that's going to bug me for the rest of my life. So, what if the Detroit Pistons drafted Carmelo Anthony instead of Darko Milicic? What would the franchise look like? What do you think would happen? All right, guys, that's all I got. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Well, there are those who suggest that if they would have, for some reason, the Rashid trade would never have happened. They would have probably been better down the road. Would they have won a championship at least that year?
It would have nullified Rashid, but I think the one instantly would have been Tayshaun.
Right.
Because I think Tayshaun would have been expendable. You didn't need him.
Right, and they would have, if they didn't get Rashid.
I think they would have got Rashid, though.
Well,
Larry Brown didn't play rookies.
No, I understand that. But there's a thought, I don't know if it's true, that Danny Ainge, for some reason, would not have traded Rashid to, he would have not have facilitated that. The other thing, though, if they never would have got Rashid, they would have re-signed Memo down the line, and he was becoming a pretty good basketball player.
Knowing what we know now, it was always, what if they would have took Wade instead?
Or Bosch, that's what they needed at the time.
But, yeah, you know.
Kirk Heinrich is even better.
Like all of these great players, and you found the one.
Yeah.
The only one that can feel for you is the Trailblazers.
Correct.
Hashtag twice. Sam Bowie. That Greg Oden.
Yes.
Someone is saying that. What if they would have drafted Jordan? Here's another one. Chris Inovai says, what if the limo crash never happened?
Oh,
well, you wouldn't have had Chelly's restaurant because they would have never had to get Chris Chelios.
That's what we take from that?
They would have. Okay. They might have. Well, they won the following year anyway.
So maybe three in a row?
Maybe three in a row. They would look. Chelios was really, really good for them. Let's not be, you know. Besides, you know, all he did for the community.
But
the
when
restaurant.
I say that, when I don't think Chili comes to mind.
I know.
I love it though.
That's a classic one. What? How about this? What if the Pistons never traded AD for Aguirre? Would they have still won? Because or would the. The animosity between AD and Isaiah just
actually screwed Isaiah may have chemistry walked off. Of that team.
I don't know.
May have walked off. We'll get yours. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls, your ticket text. Next, biggest sports what ifs on 97.1.
Hey, Kenny, would you rather have Kraken assistant coach Jessica Campbell or Grand Rapids Griffin goalie Jack Campbell?
You're baiting me right now, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Or Eisenman wins a cup in as a Lightning.
By the way, I like what the Lakers actually did. J.J. Redick, his coaching staff, did the two guys he hired, Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks. Smart. Smart, smart, smart.
So don't hire a head coach. Just hire two head coaches to run the team and just J.J. let him be the face.
But what's up with Dwayne Casey turning it down?
Oh, he did?
They offered Dwayne Casey, and he said no.
Maybe he just knew that was a sideshow.
Yeah, maybe his wife, maybe they like it here.
That's one of those, you know it's going to fail. It's got a shelf life of 2 years, LeBron's contract. And then you're going to leave.
Yeah, and however many years he has left that Gores is paying him, that offsets that.
Right.
So you're probably right. Stay here and keep getting that check. Yeah,
why go out there for this? Or I just stay here and I can just, you know what, sit on the couch and collect checks like Bobby Bonilla. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts before we get back to the phone lines. Actually, I got one. Big Keith sent me a text. Said, what if Tommy Hearns didn't break his hand against Hagler?
I don't know if so much he broke his hand as much as I don't think he was prepared properly in a weird way. One of those, was that?
I mean, it was great visually. They stood in the middle of the ring and beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
But boxing, that was a fight. That wasn't boxing.
That was awesome. There were three places to watch that fight. There was live in Vegas. There was a Joe Louis Arena. And I was actually, I saw it at the old Boston Garden, which is Hagler territory, rooting for Hearns, which was bizarre, but it was cool.
You were rooting for Hearns.
I was rooting for Hearns. I don't think I'd moved here yet, but I always liked Hearns more because for some reason we had a Hearns Leonard, because Leonard was from D.C. and I was working at D.C. and it was like Sugar Ray was kind of a jerk.
He was the pretty boy.
Yeah, exactly.
He was, David. He was the pretty boy. And women love Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm.
What if Kobe gets traded to the Pistons, Josh and Southgate?
That would be, you know, what year exactly was it, though? I mean, it was after the Pistons had won, I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. What if Tiger was faithful to his wife?
Career went downhill after that day.
Yeah, I mean, he won a few majors after that, but then, you know, who knows if he still has the accident?
You're right.
I mean,
wow.
How many majors would that guy have won? His life was like.
That's a good one. It's a really good one.
Garbage cans over here.
I'm trying to think of one because I know how much you love Tiger.
Yeah, that was a rough Thanksgiving there. Mm-hmm. That was rough. More rough for him, of course, than the fans. But yeah, it was tough.
Right. And I guess the whole time this was going down, he was still high off the pills. So he was just like, what?
Trying to calm his mom down.
Am like, I what dreaming? Is, what is, yeah. Is that my driver?
Wait, this one at the Perkins Pancake House.
Oh, boy.
She's really not that good looking.
Okay. Yeah. You know what?
Let's
DJ,
go on.
You're on 97.1.
Save me.
Rico B, what up, though, man? How you doing?
What's happening, DJ?
You got it. Stoney, it's always a pleasure to have you drop in, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to give you one that y'all can relate to. It's two, but I'm going to give you the bigger one. They kind of correlate together. What if the Lakers, Pistons, that ref never caused that bull-jab foul
on
Kareem?
I know.
Isaiah's career and legacy is completely different because that kicks off a three-peat. Kareem has five rings and not six. That moment affected so many careers and legacies with that one bull-jab call.
Oh, it was definitely a bull-jab call, whatever you want to call it. However, let's think about it this way. Let's say that call does not happen. They win the series in six games, okay? Are they still going to – Adrian Dantley would have been the NBA Finals MVP that year. Would they still have traded Dantley the following year?
Yeah, I think that was going to happen.
I think Zeke was going to still get him up out of here. Okay. Right.
Now, the thing is, they would say, Adrian, you earned this ring, but, yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, in hindsight, seriously, though, guys, look what that really did to Isaiah's legacy because the Pistons have that three-peat and not Jordan. And then the other one, before I let you guys go, is the year before. What if there was never a steal by Bird in the past to DJ?
Right. Yeah.
Or even in game seven, if Vinny and AD don't pop, you know, collide heads, they might have won that game. It was a close-ass game.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. All right, guys. I'll take it easy, man.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, DJ. What if, David, this may have changed the course of history for your team. What if there was no rollover accident with Mateen Cleaves?
Right. He would have gone to Michigan.
He would have gone to Michigan.
You think so?
Yeah.
So, I think so. There would be no Flintstones and probably no 2000 title at MSU.
See, I was always under the impression he was going to go to Michigan anyway.
After the rollover accident, I think he couldn't go to Michigan because at that point it was like, yeah, you know what? He tried to distance himself as far away as that. Because remember, it was always unnamed recruit. But we all knew who it was.
Right.
It was Cleaves.
Well, what if Weber?
And then all of a sudden, that opened the door of like, whoa, whose truck was that? And then now the NCAA got involved. So, yeah, it was what, Traylor's grandmother's.
Yeah. Yeah. What if Chris Weber maintained his love for Michigan State and signed there instead of Michigan?
Uh-huh.
That's the one that still haunts Izzo to his. I think that's part of why he hates
They would have had banners that came down. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
Ed Martin would have been wearing green.
Right.
No, actually, seriously, Ed Martin, he had Vashawn Leonard in Minnesota. He had a few, you know, he had the Big Ten cover.
He had a nice payroll. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of people on the payroll.
And I don't want to hear what if Weber didn't call timeout. They were behind. They needed a three to win it, and there was no.
Did they need a three or two?
They needed a bucket.
They needed a bucket.
So you can't just assume.
I think they needed a three to win.
Here's the thing. It was one of those, it was almost like a wrestling match. The world saw Weber travel.
Oh, yes.
Except for the three referees on
right.
the court.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, he gets the ball, one step, two step.
Right.
And then dribbles. Like, he realized, like, oh, shoot, let me dribble. They didn't call anything.
Everybody's always under the impression that they would have won the game if he didn't call timeout. No, they had a chance to win the
game.
They
would have needed a shot to be bait.
Yeah. You're going to tell me? I mean, because the guy who was open in the corner was Palenka.
So that's a series of what ifs there.
Yes.
Right. Matt, you're on 97.1.
What's up, man? I listen to you guys every day, all day.
Thank you.
So I got one serious one for you and one joke one for you.
Okay.
The serious one, what if Pete Carroll let Marshawn Lynch run the ball instead of throwing it at the 1 yard line?
They probably win the Super Bowl.
They win the Super Bowl, and I don't look like an idiot. So, yes, I'm still upset about that one, Matt.
Yeah, the joke one is my friend told me, what if OJ really didn't do it?
Well, he'd be right there with my father.
I'd still say he didn't, but I'll
Lou Stone, Rico Beard.
Yep,
one side and 300 million people on the other.
You know what? I realize that. Just call me Jon Snow.
I know.
Just I'm Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards. Let's go. I know what I'm about to take on. 248-539-9797. We'll get all your phone calls and your ticket text next because you guys got a ton of what ifs, and we want to hear them. 97.1.
Ah, oh, these smooth sounds, smooth jazz here.
Yeah.
Valenti and Rico show with me and for Mike.
Yeah, gets you in the mood. College football for some under 60 days away. David, what you got?
So Andy Staples, who covers college football for On3.com, decided to come up with his predictions for the 2024 college football season. So we're going to go through some of these. I want to know if you agree with them or not. And we're going to start with this one. Miami will play in the ACC title game.
I don't agree with that at all.
Hey, Kenny, would you rather have Kraken assistant coach Jessica Campbell or Grand Rapids Griffin goalie Jack Campbell?
You're baiting me right now, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. No.
Or Eisenman wins a cup in as a Lightning.
By the way, I like what the Lakers actually did. J.J. Redick, his coaching staff, did the two guys he hired, Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks. Smart. Smart, smart, smart.
So don't hire a head coach. Just hire two head coaches to run the team and just J.J. let him be the face.
But what's up with Dwayne Casey turning it down?
Oh, he did?
They offered Dwayne Casey, and he said no.
Maybe he just knew that was a sideshow.
Yeah, maybe his wife, maybe they like it here.
That's one of those, you know it's going to fail. It's got a shelf life of 2 years, LeBron's contract, and then you're going to leave.
Yeah, and however many years he has left that Gores is paying him, that offsets that.
Right.
So you're probably right. Stay here and keep getting that check. Yeah,
why go out there for this, or I just stay here and I can just, you know what, sit on the couch and collect checks like Bobby Bonilla. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts when we get back to the phone lines. Actually, I got one. Big Keith sent me a text, said, what if Tommy Hearns didn't break his hand against Hagler?
I don't know if so much he broke his hand as much as I don't think he was prepared properly in a weird way. One of those,
it was great visually. They stood in the middle of the ring and beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah.
But boxing, that was a fight. That wasn't boxing.
That was awesome. There were three places to watch that fight. There was live in Vegas. There was a Joe Louis Arena. And I was actually, I saw it at the old Boston Garden, which is Hagler territory, rooting for Hearns, which was bizarre, but it was cool.
You were rooting for Hearns.
I don't think I'd moved here yet, but I always liked Hearns more because for some reason we had a Hearns Leonard, because Leonard was from D.C. and I was working at D.C. and it was like Sugar Ray was kind of a jerk.
He was the pretty boy.
Yeah, exactly.
He was, David. He was the pretty boy. And women love Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm.
What if Kobe gets traded to the Pistons, Josh in Southgate?
That would be, you know, what year exactly was it, though? I mean, it was after the Pistons had won, I think.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. What if Tiger was faithful to his wife?
Career went downhill after that day.
Yeah, I mean, he won a few majors after that, but then, you know, who knows if he still has the accident?
You're right.
I mean,
wow.
How many majors would that guy have won? His life was like...
That's a good one. It's a really good one.
Garbage cans over here.
I'm trying to think of one because I know how much you love Tiger.
Yeah, that was a rough Thanksgiving there. Mm-hmm. That was rough. More rough for him, of course, than the fans. But yeah, it was tough.
Right, and I guess the whole time this was going down, he was still high off the pills, so he was just like, "What?"
Trying to calm his mom down.
Am like, I what dreaming? Is that my driver?
Wait, this one at the Perkins Pancake House.
Oh boy,
she's really not that good looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's
DJ,
go on.
You're on 97.1.
Save me.
Rico B, what up, though, man? How you doing?
What's happening, DJ?
You got it. Stoney, it's always a pleasure to have you drop in, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm going to give you one that y'all can relate to. It's two, but I'm going to give you the bigger one. They kind of correlate together. What if the Lakers, Pistons, that ref never caused that Bulls-ass foul on Kareem?
I know.
Isaiah's career and legacy is completely different because that kicks off a three-peat. Kareem has five rings and not six. That moment affected so many careers and legacies with that one bull job call.
Oh, it was definitely a bull job call, whatever you want to call it. However, let's think about it this way. Let's say that call does not happen. They win the series in six games, okay? Are they still going to – Adrian Dantley would have been the NBA Finals MVP that year. Would they still have traded Dantley the following year?
Yeah, I think that was going to happen.
I think Zeke was going to still get him up out of here.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, they would say, Adrian, you earned this ring, but yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, in hindsight, seriously, though, guys, look what that really did to Isaiah's legacy because the Pistons have that three-peat and not Jordan. And then the other one, before I let you guys go, is the year before. What if there was never steal by Bird in the past of
right,
DJ?
Right.
Yeah.
Or even in Game 7, if Vinny and AD don't pop, you know, collide heads, they might have won that game. It was a close-ass game.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. All right, guys. I'll take it easy, man.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, DJ. What if, David, this may have changed the course of history for your team. What if there was no rollover accident with Mateen Cleaves?
Right. He would have gone to Michigan.
He would have gone to Michigan.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so. There would be no Flintstones and probably no 2000 title at MSU.
I was always under the impression he was going to go to Michigan anyway.
After the rollover accident, I think he couldn't go to Michigan because at that point it was like, yeah, you know what? He tried to distance himself as far away as that. Because remember, it was always unnamed recruit. But we all knew who it was.
Right.
It was Cleaves.
Well, what if Weber?
And then all of a sudden, that opened the door of like, whoa, whose truck was that? And then now the NCAA got involved. So, yeah, trailers, grandmothers.
Yeah. What if Chris Weber maintained his love for Michigan State and signed there instead of Michigan?
Uh-huh.
That's the one that still haunts Izzo to his. I think that's part of why he hates
They would have had banners that came down.
Yeah.
248-539-7977.
Ed Martin would have been wearing green.
Right.
No, actually, seriously, Ed Martin, he had Vashawn Leonard in Minnesota. He had the Big Ten cover.
He had a nice payroll.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of people on the payroll.
And I don't want to hear what if Weber didn't call timeout. They were behind. They needed a three to win it, and there was no.
Did they need a three or two?
They needed a bucket.
They needed a bucket.
So you can't just assume.
I think they needed a three to win.
Here's the thing. It was one of those, it was almost like a wrestling match. The world saw Weber travel.
Oh, yes.
Except for the three referees on
right.
the court.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, he gets the ball, one step, two step.
Right.
And then dribbles. Like, he realized, like, oh, shoot, let me dribble. They didn't call anything.
Everybody's always under the impression that they would have won the game if he didn't call timeout. No, they had a chance to win the game.
They would have needed a shot to be bait.
Yeah. You're going to tell me? I mean, because the guy who was open in the corner was Palenka.
So that's a series of what ifs there.
Yes.
Matt, you're on 97.1.
What's up, man? I listen to you guys every day, all day.
Thank you.
So I got one serious one for you and one joke one for you.
Okay.
The serious one, what if Pete Carroll let Marshawn Lynch run the ball instead of throwing it at the one-yard line?
They probably win the Super Bowl.
They win the Super Bowl, and I don't look like an idiot. So, yes, I'm still upset about that one, Matt.
Yeah, the joke one is my friend told me, what if OJ really didn't do it?
Well, he'd be right there with my father.
I'd still say he didn't, but I'll
Lou Stone, Rico Beard one side and 300 million people on the other.
You know what? I realize that. Just call me Jon Snow.
I know.
I'm Jon Snow in the Battle of the Bastards. Let's go. I know what I'm about to take on. 248-539-9797. We'll get all your phone calls and your ticket texts next because you guys got a ton of what ifs, and we want to hear them. 97.1.
Ah, these smooth sounds, smooth jazz here.
Yeah.
Valenti Rico show with me in for a mic.
Yeah, gets you in the mood. College football. for some under 60 days away. David, what you got?
So Andy Staples, who covers college football for On3.com, decided to come up with his predictions for the 2024 college football season. So we're going to go through some of these. I want to know if you agree with them or not. And we're going to start with this one. Miami will play in the ACC title game.
I don't agree with that at all. Your coach just can't manage games, so you're going to play some close ones. He's going to find ways to lose. I just don't believe in the Hurricanes. You got to prove it to me. You got to win some big games. They get a lot of hype every year, and they just – David, they're normally done by week five. They've done something stupid and put themselves out.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm trying to figure out who it would play in that game. Now, Florida State has all the, you know, they were screwed so bad in their minds last year. So they have that going for them. I don't know. In North Carolina, they lose their quarterback. I don't know who else is really good in the ACC. So I'm going to say Florida State.
Clemson, Duke.
But they're Kubalik, whatever you pronounce his name, he's been disappointing. I don't think Dabo's into it. Yeah, Kublik. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Cristobal's track record is not very good. One of these years they're going to do it.
No.
It just won't be this year.
Yeah, that's like one of these years the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl.
You're exactly right about that one. So let's get to the next bold prediction. Liberty will go undefeated but be left out of the college football playoff. Now, remember, they play in Conference USA.
I don't think so. I think with the 12-team setup, if they're undefeated, they will get that spot because it's almost promised one group of five school will get it if
right.
they go undefeated. David, I don't know who would be the other group of five school that would get that spot. And Liberty, you know, was actually pretty good for a couple of years. So it's not like they're a flash in the pan.
How good is like Willie Fritz in Tulane this year? Where, you know,
Tulane is predicted to be really good. Liberty's toughest game will be an out-of-conference game against Appalachian State. Other than that, there's nothing in their conference to even boost up their strength of schedule.
True, but I'm trying to think who would be the one team that could take them out. And that's the question. Like, what other group of five school? Because that means you would have to knock off a Power Four team. I don't really see that happen.
It gives an example here of, let's say, it says Miami of Ohio. Say they have an 11-3 season. They played Northwestern, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame. They were to knock off one of those teams.
Not with three losses.
Okay. With a group of five school, you have to be undefeated. You can't even go in there with one loss, or we're not even accepting you.
Unless it's two.
No, it's not even
Alabama,
that.
Georgia, something like that.
And you lost in overtime.
Right, it was a real close game. Let's go to the next one here. The 2024 Heisman Trophy winner will start the season with a plus 2,000 or larger betting line. So I happen to look on FanDuel here, and I'm looking to see who that could be. Right now, Riley Leonard, plus 2,000. Cam Ward, plus 2,200. DJ plus 3,500. Drew Aller, plus 3,500. So
where's the running back at Oklahoma State who just got the DUI? Gordon, right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, I don't see him.
I don't see him close here. I actually agree with this.
Oh, plus 10,000. I'm sorry, Ollie Gordon.
Okay. I agree with this because the Heisman Trophy winner rarely goes wire to wire. It's rarely that person that you thought at the beginning of the year, oh, they're going to win the Heisman. Because when you look at those original numbers, you're like, wow, we were really off when it came to that person. So, yeah, I think, David, it will be somebody who has that value type pick, according to Jim Costa.
Value.
Who's the favorite?
The favorite Carson right Beck? Now, according to FanDuel, it is Beck. Carson Beck at plus 750. Yeah,
I wouldn't take that. And it's no offense to Kenny. It's just it's rare that the guy goes wire to wire.
You take somebody, you take a flyer, not even that big of a flyer, Quinn Ewers or somebody
He's
like that.
He's at plus 900.
I wouldn't even take Quinn Ewers. I would take somebody like This thing, like plus 2,000 or more.
What about Jalen Miro at plus 1,500? Jackson Dart.
That's borderline.
Yeah.
Because you play for Alabama, well, and if you win.
Dart at Mississippi, and not to play Mike here, you know, that's a.
Isn't that an interesting one. You just believe in Ole Miss?
I love the uniforms. They're like the Houston Oilers when they wear them.
They are, and they would be wearing some very similar. I like it. Next one here. Arch Manning will start at least one game for Texas, but Quinn Ewers will still remain QB1.
I agree with that because I think Quinn Ewers will get injured at least in one game.
See, I think he may start, but it will probably be in that cupcake game because they're moving to the SEC. You know, SEC always has that cupcake week where they play Division II schools. That's the time we're going to go ahead, rest Quinn Ewers, Arch, here you go. He'll have a start, but it'll be a game like that.
Who is their third non-conference? Who do they start with? Because the second game is Michigan. I know that.
Give me a second here. Let me pull Texas.
Go ahead, David. I'll find it.
They have Colorado State to open up with.
That's not an easy game.
Michigan, of course.
Right. Who's their third?
UTSA and LA Monroe.
Oh, there you go.
Would be September 21st.
So they have four non-conference.
Yeah.
Then who's after Monroe? Because that maybe
Mississippi State will be their first SEC.
Because I would say maybe they treat that like a bye week, and we're just gonna go ahead and play the.
So they're not having their bye week during the season
once
the SEC starts.
Here's the thing: they actually have two bye weeks. Actual
bye weeks. Okay.
And then they have the other ones, to start their year. They don't have it in the middle of the season. Well, they'll get used to the SEC play soon. They'll move that. next on the list for the bold prediction, Colorado will make a bowl game.
Yeah, but it'll be like the pinstripe big game where they'll be here at Ford Field at the quick lane game.
No.
That's it.
They're not going to make a bowl game. That is just a bad team. We bought the hype last year. They should have lost to Colorado State, but I don't even know what the Colorado State coach was doing. Until you show me they can play defense and not just play 500, no, I don't see them. I see them winning five games at the most. Again, that's it.
Next on the list here, Nebraska will start the season 7-0 before the Ohio State game. Here's who they have. UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa, Illinois, at Purdue, Rutgers, at Indiana.
I think that's accurate.
No, it is. Colorado will be the Fugazi team this year. They drew that schedule that everybody says one of these days somebody in the Big Ten is going to get that schedule that's just so easy. They may trip their way into the playoffs, and they're not that good because they have Ohio State, David. And then after that,
UCLA,
not that good. USC, who I don't think is that good. Wisconsin at home, and then they finish at Iowa, who can't score.
So one loss?
Nebraska could go one loss.
Two
loss,
maybe?
They could go at
maybe.
Worst case scenario, 10-2, and we're talking about Nebraska in the playoffs.
They're back. Matt Rhule for governor.
But I think that this will be one where you need the committee to use their eyeball and say, okay, there's a three-loss team that actually plays somebody, and here's a two-loss team that played Ohio State and no one else, and exclude them. But yes, Nebraska, I was going to bring this up later on this summer. They have the perfect schedule.
Is USC on the road or at home?
It's at USC.
So it's warm.
No, exactly. I know, but it might be a tougher game for
them. Yes, not nobody shows up to their games.
No, but I'm not even the crowd. Just
No, because here's what's going to happen. Every person from Nebraska is on November 16th.
Oh, yeah, they're going.
That's going to be a sea of red, not USC
and
red.
And the idiots with the corn on their head.
Yes.
Who are very nice people, by the way. I've met a few of them when they go to the games.
You just called them idiots.
Yeah, but they're nice idiots.
That's a good place to leave it right there. That is your college football blitz.
These smooth sounds of smooth jazz here. Yeah. Valenti and Rico show with me and for Mike.
Yeah, gets you in the mood. College football, for some, under 60 days away. David, what you got?
So Andy Staples, who covers college football for On3.com, decided to come up with his predictions for the 2024 college football season. So we're going to go through some of these. I want to know if you agree with them or not. And we're going to start with this one. Miami will play in the ACC title game.
I don't agree with that at all. Your coach just can't manage games, so you're going to play some close ones. He's going to find ways to lose. I just don't believe in the Hurricanes. You got to prove it to me. You got to win some big games. They get a lot of hype every year, and they just – David, they're normally done by week five. They've done something stupid and put themselves out.
I don't disagree with you, but I'm trying to figure out who it would play in that game. Now, Florida State has all the, you know, they were screwed so bad in their minds last year. So they have that going for them. I don't know. In North Carolina, they lose their quarterback. I don't know who else is really good in the ACC. So I'm going to say Florida Clemson. State.
Clemson, Duke.
But they're Kubalik, whatever you pronounce his name, he's been disappointing. I don't think Dabo's into it. Yeah, Kubalik. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Cristobal's track record is not very good. One of these years they're going to do it.
No.
It just won't be this year.
Yeah, that's like one of these years the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl.
You're exactly right about that one. So let's get to the next bold prediction. Liberty will go undefeated but be left out of the college football playoff. Now, remember, they play in Conference USA.
I don't think so. I think with the 12-team setup, if they're undefeated, they will get that spot because it's almost promised one group of five school will get it if
right.
They go undefeated. David, I don't know who would be the other group of five school that would get that spot. And Liberty, you know, was actually pretty good for a couple of years, so it's not like they're a flash in the pan.
How good is, like, Willie Fritz in Tulane this year? You know,
Tulane is predicted to be really good. Liberty's toughest game will be an out-of-conference game against Appalachian State. Other than that, there's nothing in their conference to even boost up their strength of schedule.
True, but I'm trying to think who would be the one team that could take them out, and that's the question. Like, what other group of five school? Because that means you would have to knock off a Power Four team. I don't really see that happen.
It gives an example here of, let's say, it says Miami of Ohio. Say they have an 11-3 season. They played Northwestern, Cincinnati, and Notre Dame. They were to knock off one of those teams.
Not with three losses.
Okay. With a group of five school, you have to be undefeated. You can't even go in there with one loss, or we're not even accepting you.
Unless it's two.
No, it's not even
Alabama,
that.
Georgia, something like that.
And you lost in overtime.
Right, it was a real close game. Let's go to the next one here. The 2024 Heisman Trophy winner will start the season with a plus 2,000 or larger betting line. So I happen to look on FanDuel here, and I'm looking to see who that could be. Right now, Riley Leonard, plus 2,000. Cam Ward, plus 2,200. DJ Oluga, him, plus 3,500. Drew Aller, plus 3,500. So
where's the running back at Oklahoma State who just got the DUI? Gordon, right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, I don't see him.
See, the
I don't
thing
see
is,
him close here.
I actually agree with this.
Oh, plus 10,000. I'm sorry, Ollie Gordon.
Okay. I agree with this because the Heisman Trophy winner rarely goes wire to wire. It's rarely that person that you thought at the beginning of the year, oh, they're going to win the Heisman. Because when you look at those original numbers, you're like, wow, we were really off when it came to that person. So, yeah, I think, David, it will be somebody who has that value type pick, according to Jim Costa.
Value.
Who's the favorite?
The favorite
Carson
right
Beck?
Now, according to FanDuel, it is
Beck.
Carson Beck at plus 750.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that. And it's no offense to Kenny. It's just it's rare that the guy goes wire to wire.
You take somebody, you take a flyer, not even that big of a flyer, Quinn Ewers or somebody
like
that.
He's at plus 900.
I wouldn't even take Quinn Ewers. I would take somebody like this, like a plus 2,000 or more.
What about Jalen Milroe at plus 1,500? Jackson Dart.
That's borderline.
Yeah.
Because you play for Alabama, well, and if you win.
Doors at Mississippi, and not to play Mike here, you know, that's a.
Is this that chair that you just believe in Ole Miss?
I love the uniforms. They're like the Houston Oilers when they wear them.
They are, and they would be wearing some very similar. I like it. Next one here, Arch Manning will start at least one game for Texas but Quinn Ewers will still remain QB1.
I agree with that because I think Quinn Ewers will get injured at least in one game.
See, I think he may start, but it will probably be in that cupcake game because they're moving to the SEC. You know, SEC always has that cupcake week where they play Division II schools. That's the time we're going to go ahead, rest Quinn Ewers, Arch, here you go. He'll have a start, but it'll be a game like that.
Who is their third non-conference? Who do they start with? Because the second game is Michigan. I know that.
Give me a second here. Let me pull Texas.
Go ahead, David. I'll find it.
They have Colorado State to open up with.
That's not an easy game.
Michigan, of course.
Right. Who's their third?
UTSA and LA Monroe.
Oh, there you go.
Would be September 21st.
So they have four non-conference.
Yeah.
Then who's after Monroe? Because that maybe
Mississippi State will be their first SEC.
Because I would say maybe they treat that like a bye week, and we're just gonna go ahead and play the.
So they're not having their bye week during the season. Once the SEC starts.
Here's the thing. They actually have two bye weeks.
Actual bye weeks. Okay.
And then they have the other ones, to start their year. They don't have it in the middle of this season. Well, they'll get used to the SEC play soon. They'll move that. next on the list for the bowl prediction, Colorado will make a bowl game.
Yeah, but it'll be like the pinstripe big game where they'll be here at Ford Field at the quick lane game.
No.
That's it.
They're not going to make a bowl game. That is just a bad team. We bought the hype last year. They should have lost to Colorado State, but I don't even know what the Colorado State coach was doing. Until you show me they can play defense and not just play 500, no, I don't see them. I see them winning five games at the most. Again, that's it.
Next on the list here, Nebraska will start the season 7-0 before the Ohio State game. Here's who they have. UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa, Illinois, at Purdue, Rutgers, at Indiana.
I think that's accurate.
No, it is. Colorado will be the Fugazi team this year. They drew that schedule that everybody says one of these days somebody in the Big Ten is going to get that schedule that's just so easy. They may trip their way into the playoffs, and they're not that good because they have Ohio State, David. And then after that,
UCLA,
not that good. USC, who I don't think is that good. Wisconsin at home, and then they finish at Iowa, who can't score.
So one loss?
Nebraska could go one loss.
Two loss, maybe?
They could go at
maybe.
Worst case scenario, 10-2, and we're talking about Nebraska in the playoffs.
They're back. Matt Rule for governor.
But I think that this will be one where you need the committee to use their eyeball and say, okay, there's a three-loss team that actually played somebody, and here's a two-loss team that played Ohio State and no one else, and exclude them. But, yes, Nebraska, I was going to bring this up later on this summer. They have the perfect schedule.
USC, they do. Is USC on the road or
it
home?
It's at USC.
So you're it's warm.
No, exactly. I know, but it might be a tougher game for them.
Yes, not nobody shows up to their games.
No, but I'm not even the crowd. Just
No, because here's what's going to happen. Every person from Nebraska is on November 16th.
Oh, yeah, they're going.
That's going to be a sea of red, not USC
and
red.
And idiots with the corn on their head.
Yes.
Who are very nice people, by the way. I've met a few of them when they go to the games.
You just called them idiots.
Yeah, but they're nice idiots.
That's a good place to leave it right there. That is your College Football Blitz.